Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One and Messiah Congregation. I'm happy you're here with me today. And it's still February 2002. I'm trying to put a date on everything, keep track of when these messages are being given. Today's message is about the law of liberty and the royal law that we read in the book of James. The law of liberty, you know, it sets us free from sin, the law, the commandments. The royal law is the Word, of course. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And this Word, this perfect law of liberty, is going to judge us in the last day. And to show you these verses, it's very interesting. Let's go to 1 John 5:7. John says there's three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Notice how he says the Father and the Word. That's 5:7. Now John chapter 1 verse 1, of course, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Amen. "And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Amen. You know, the Word of the Lord is such an amazing subject to study. Most people never study it. But if you go back to the Torah, you'll find out many places where the Word of the Lord came unto Moses. The Word of the Lord came unto Abraham. The Word of the Lord comes unto Samuel, Samson. I mean, the Word of the Lord comes to Ezekiel and Jeremiah. The Word of the Lord came up to Joshua. You know, just everybody in the Bible. The Word of the Lord, which is God. And he showed up sometimes as a person. We see that it says in John chapter 12, verse 48, "He that rejected me," Yeshua says, "and received not my words, had one that judged him." Okay? It says, "The Word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." So this Word is going to judge you in the last day. This law, the law of God, Torah. John 5:22 says, "For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son." Yes, the Son is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And the Word is God. John 6:63 says, you know, "It's the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing." And Yeshua says to you, Jesus, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So this Word of God that we have, it has nothing to do with intelligence, has nothing to do with how many degrees you got to understand it. You have to be in the Spirit. If you're not in the Spirit, you can't read the Spirit, or you can't read the Word of God, because it is Spirit. This is what you'll hear a lot of people say. They just don't understand the Bible. They don't understand the Bible. This is when they don't know the Lord, and they didn't repent. And that's easy to understand, because they can't receive the things of the Spirit, because they're carnal. And they're of the flesh. You know, in the book of James, a lot of people don't understand this. People take this wrong. James 1:22. It says, "Be ye doers of the word." You've got to be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. It says, "If any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholded himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." Right? It says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty." The law of God, the commandments, this is one segment of the law. They set you free. They get you free from sin. That's why it's called the law of liberty. It says, "So whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Okay, James 2:8 says, "If you fulfill the royal law," and here's the royal law, same as the law of liberty, According to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You do well. So this is part of the Torah, the royal law. Read it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Read Deuteronomy and Leviticus. You'll find lots of laws. And these are the laws of God. They're not forgotten or done away. It says, I'm going to read the whole verse again to you. James 2:8. If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, you do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin. And you're convinced of the law, Torah, as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. In other words, you can keep all the commandments all day long, but if you break one commandment, sin is sin, and no sin is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. So you can't have no spots or blemishes on you. Okay, so you can't do this. It says, for he that saith, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet thou kill, thou art a transgressor of the law. And you can do that with any of the commandments. You know, if it said, you could put in here, do not break the Sabbath. Said also, do not steal. Now, if you break the Sabbath and you keep the rest of the commandments, you're still a transgressor of the law because you're breaking one of the commandments. So speak ye and so do, as they that shall be judged, you're going to be judged by the law of liberty. And remember before we said the words, Yeshua said the words that I speak unto you, these words are going to judge you in the last day. It says you're going to be judged by the law of liberty right here. It says, for he shall have judgment without mercy that had showed no mercy. And mercy rejoiced against judgment. So show mercy, everyone. Keep the commandments. You know, we see in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 4, and Yeshua is talking. He says, and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And then Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And of course, Yeshua, Jesus said unto him, he goes, listen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You can't get to the Father but by the Lord, no matter what any religion tells you, no matter what anybody tells you. And, of course, some people are turning this around into hate literature. This is what the Lord says, no matter what anybody else tells you. You can't come to the Father except by the Lord, and the Lord Jesus. Amen. So John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and the truth shall set you free. Yes, this is the law of liberty. You're set free by the blood of the Messiah. He set us free from sin, took away our sins. Okay, now we'll go down to verse 34. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whoso committed sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. You know, John is a very strong apostle. In 1 John 3:4, he says, Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. There's that perfect law of liberty. There's the royal law. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. This is all right in the Gospels and the Epistles. So a lot of people say, well, I don't read the Old Testament. Well, this is where everything that John gets his information from is from the Tanakh, or the Torah. And he says, whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. You know, some people, like in the book of Romans, they were talking to Paul. It says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Of course not. God forbid. It says, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that as many of us as were baptized into Yeshua the Messiah, Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by the baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, Even so, we also shall walk in newness of life. Very important. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that the old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, and henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. It says, for he that is dead is freed from sin. So there it is. So if you're dead with Christ, in other words, you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you died out to the old man, you put away the man of sin, you're a new person, you're liberated from this death, spiritual we're talking spiritual death. Actually, people that live in pleasure, they're dead while they live, the Bible says. Obviously, this is a spiritual death. So, now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, Messiah, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death had no more dominion over him. Amen. For in that he died, he died once unto sin. Amen. He ain't going to die again. We only have one sacrifice forever. It says, but he liveth. It says, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Yes, forget about once saved, always saved, that you could, it gives you license to sin, and just, you're just always saved. You're supposed to let not the sin reign in your mortal bodies. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that were alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law. Right, the law is not against you now, because you're keeping the commandments, but you're under the grace of God. Of course, you're not. So this is wonderful. It says, what then? Shall we sin because we're not under the law? No, but under grace? Of God forbid. No. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? Do you understand that? But God be thanked that ye were servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, being then made free from sin. Amen. You became the servants of righteousness. Amen. I'd rather be a servant of righteousness than a servant of wickedness. I mean, you know, just thank God for that. We used to be servants of unrighteousness. Paul says, I speak after the manner of men, because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness, and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield yourselves servants to righteousness unto holiness. Amen. For when we were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. Isn't that a horrible thing? Just think, before we knew the Lord, we were servants of sin. We were in bondage. And we were free from righteousness. In other words, wow, that is so scary. So we were in bondage to sin, but now we're made free by the law of liberty, the royal law, and the law of God that frees us from sin. And we're not under the law anymore. It's not on top of us, squashing us. Now we're for the God, and we keep his commandments, and the judgments are not against us, because we're doing what's right. Otherwise, if you break the commandments, the judgments are against you. But he took it out of the way. And I just thank God, our sins and disobedience, he nailed these judgments and sins to the cross. I just praise the Lord for that. Being free from righteousness. What a scary verse. Could you guys remember that? That's verse 20. Now we're on verse 21. It says, for when ye were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things wherein you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin, amen, by the perfect law of liberty. It says, and become servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. You know, for the wages of sin, you know what you get paid for sin? The wages. Wages is something you get. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, our Lord. Now, in Romans chapter 7, verse 7, it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. It says, nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. If you don't know the law, how are you going to know what sin is? Like most people, if you talk to some of these Protestant people, they say, oh, I was in the church since I was 2 years old, 3 years old, 4 years old. I'd like to know how you knew what sin was. How did you repent of your sins? If you didn't even know what sin was, because you only know sin by the law. The law is what says, thou shalt not covet, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not break the Sabbath. So, my question, how do you know this if you're just born into the church? How could you repent? No one's born saved. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So, we all need a Savior. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty. The liberty wherein Messiah, Christ, had made us free. Amen. There's that liberty again. The liberty of the freedom from sin through the blood of the Messiah. He cleansed us. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. This bondage of sins. The old man tries to keep coming back. You know, if we all would just read the Word of God for what it really says, it is very simple. And we got to make sure this liberty is understood correctly. I know most people don't read it right. You know, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 9, it's very sad. Isaiah was reproving these people. He said they were rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord. That's the way it is today. Nobody wants to hear the law of the Lord. Church people say, oh, the law is done away. It's nailed to the cross. No one can keep it. That's the Old Testament. No, no, no. It says, they will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. That's all people want to hear, is smooth things. They want to hear these motivational messages that how good they are and how good they could become. I say, be holy, seek holiness, be sanctified. I just praise the Lord for His Word. You know, in the book of Psalms, everyone should take lessons from David, the king of Israel. He says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But listen to this, everyone. But his delight, this is the person that's blessed, his delight is in the law, the Torah, of the Lord. These are the people that are blessed. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Praise the Lord. So this law is beautiful. It is the perfect law of liberty. It is the royal law. And he shall be a tree, like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Amen. So, Psalm 40, verse 8 says, I delight in thy will, O my God. Thy law, thy Torah, is it within my heart. See how David loves the law because it sets him free? Psalm 94, 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Thank God. Psalm 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Did you hear that? That's Psalm 19, verse 7. Praise the Lord. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Now we have Psalm 119, verse 1 says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. So you're blessed if you walk in this law, this perfect law of liberty, this royal law that sets us free. It says, remove far from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. Praise the Lord. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. These are all verses in Psalm 119. It says, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Praise the name of the Lord." We need more people like David. "So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever." Praise the Lord. People ought to read 119 of Psalms. It says, "The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law." Praise the Lord. "Horror had taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law." These people nowadays have forsaken the law of God. They've replaced the law of God and holiness with hold a good thought, or be a nice person, or buy Girl Scout cookies, or walk little ladies across the street, or... Look, these things are nice, but they're not... These are not what God requires as holiness. And his law is above everything. It says, "Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. Let thy tender mercies come upon me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight." Praise the Lord. "The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law." It says, "Unless thy law had been my delights, I should then have perished in mine affliction. Oh, how I love thy law." Verse 97. "Oh, how," this is David, "how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day." Praise the Lord. King David. "My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law." Verse 113. "I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love." That's what you're supposed to meditate on, not vain thoughts. Verse 126, "It is good for thee, O Lord, to work." It says, "For they make void thy law." You know, that's what's going on today. People make void the law of God, and they put the precepts of man and the commandments of man more into this whole thing. Verse 136 says, "Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law." Amen. It makes us sad, you know, when I see all these thousands and thousands of people that call themselves Christians or Christ followers, and they don't even keep the commandments, the law of God. Everyone has forgotten the fourth commandment because the Catholic Church admits they erased it. And no one does the homework and looks it up. Isn't that sad? They're breaking the law without even knowing it. It says, "Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth." That was Psalm 119, verse 142. Now I'm on verse 150. "They draw nigh that follow after mischief, for they are far from thy law." Verse 153, "Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I did not forget thy law." Verse 163, "I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love." Praise the Lord. 165 verse. "Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." You know, does the word of God offend you? Some of these people with these giant congregations, I wonder if they're really preaching the gospel and telling people to repent of their sins. There's a kingdom of heaven. There's an everlasting lake of fire in the future that's not too far off. You know, that's the whole reason we need to be born again. Born again means we're starting all over in the Spirit. We're being born from above, from the Spirit of God. And we're going to do tshuva, return from our sins. And we're going to start doing what Yeshua said. Jesus said, "Go and sin no more." And we want to do the law of God. It's beautiful. Verse 174 says, I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight." You know, David is just a great example of a person that loved the law of God. You know, a lot of people just threw away 77% of the Bible, and they only followed the Gospels and the letters. Well, the Gospels and letters, just think, Yeshua never had the Gospels and the letters. Apostle Paul or Peter didn't have the Gospels and the letters, which everyone calls the New Testament. They were following from Genesis to Malachi. You know, I just wish everyone could read the Bible for what it really says. instead of for what churches tell you what it says, or ministers or rabbis. Read the scriptures yourself. Keep the Torah. You know, Judaism tells the Gentiles that they don't have to keep the Sabbath, which is very bad. You know, it says in the Isaiah chapter 56 how blessed the Gentiles, the strangers, and the eunuchs will be if they keep the Sabbath. Read Isaiah 56. You know, I just thank God for the Torah, the law of God. It's a delight. It's a wonderful thing. It makes me separate. It makes us holy. It makes us sanctified. You know, I just thank God for the Holy Spirit of the living God. I hope you got something out of this study today. You know, if you ever have a question, we are one in Messiah, .net, oneinmessiah.net. Look us up. Call us. Send us an email. I'm always available. I'm not like these ministers you can't ever talk to, or they're so big time you can't ever do nothing with them. They're just so beyond talking to the regular people. I'm always available. Give me a call if you have any questions. Well, God bless you. Baruch Hashem Yeshua. Keep your eyes on the Torah, the perfect law of liberty. Keep your eyes on the Word of God, who is Yeshua put in the flesh. Keep your eyes on this, the royal law of God. And I just thank God. This is how you know what sin is, that you know what to avoid. So read the Word of God. Keep His commandments. And I just thank God we could be here today. Baruch Hashem Yeshua, and shalom to all of you in the mighty name of Messiah, Yeshua, the living God. Amen. God bless you, everyone.